emphasizing on Iran's role in ending the Syrian unrest. After meeting with Syrian officials, the UN Arab League Special Envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, paid a visit to Tehran to discuss the Syrian crisis with high-ranking Iranian officials. Mr. Annan's visit to Tehran aims at bringing the Syrian conflict to an end. In a joint press conference with Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, Kofi Annan referred to Iran as a part of the solution to the Syrian unrest.
Here I am talking to Minister Salehi and seeking the support and cooperation of Iran in my efforts to resolve this conflict peacefully.
The UN Arab League envoy also stressed on collecting arms which are in the wrong hands, while putting a swift end to further militarization of the conflict.
When we talk of end to the violence, we are talking to each person with a gun, that they should not go around killing civilians and their own people.
During the press conference, Iran's foreign minister clarified Tehran's stance on the issue of Syria.
Tehran's stance on Syria is clear, and the Syrian people are entitled to enjoy the basic civil rights, such as the right to free elections, multiple parties, freedom, democracy, and independence.
Salehi also advised regional states to exercise prudence over the Syrian crisis.
We should not allow the situation to become worse, which would not be to anyone's benefit. We advise all countries in the region as well as regional mass media to act prudently. One wrong step or decision might lead to a catastrophe and would be to the detriment of the region or the international community.
Syria has been experiencing unrest since mid-March 2011. The violence has so far claimed the lives of thousands of people. The West and the Syrian opposition accuse the government of killing protesters, but Damascus blames outlaws and armed terrorist groups for the unrest, asserting that it is being orchestrated from abroad. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Qatar have repeatedly called for arming Syrian opposition.
The visit by the UN Arab League envoy to Tehran takes place amid objections by the U.S. and its allies to allow Iran in resolving the 16-month-long conflict in Syria. As tensions escalate in Syria, both the officials in Tehran and Mr. Kofi Annan stress that a peaceful solution is still the only way in putting an end to the current situation in Syria. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.